Test 65, Section 3, Question 10. And here we're looking to resolve the apparent discrepancy, or what will make the weird thing less weird. And it says, in trying to reduce the amount of fat in their diet, on average, people have decreased their consumption of red meat by 1/2 and in the last 2 decades. So trying to reduce fat, the average people have, on average, people are eating half as much meat, red meat. However, the average, on average, those who have reduced their consumption of red meat actually consume substantially more fat than those who haven't. So the goal was to reduce fat, so they cut out half their red meat, but now they eat more fat than they did before. So we want to explain, why are they eating less red meat but still more fat? So, A, many people have reduced their consumption of red meat over the last decades than have not. But that doesn't say why reductions in red meat, you still have more fat. Higher prices over the last 2 decades have done as much to decrease consumption of red meat as health concerns. Well, that's fine. We don't actually care why they reduced their red meat intake. We want to know, why did fat go up for the people who are eating half as much red meat? People who reduce their consumption of red meat tend to consume as much of other foods that are high in fat as those who do not have not reduced their consumption. The problem here is it says eat as much, which would explain why it didn't drop, but it wouldn't explain why they're higher than the people who didn't cut their red meat. People who reduce their consumption of red meat tend to replace it with cheese and baked goods, which are richer in fat than red meat, and this would explain it. It would say, look, they're replacing it with a bunch of cheese and really yummy baked goods that have a lot of fat in them, and they actually have more fat than the red meat, and that would explain why people who reduce their red meat have a higher fat intake. And then E, studies have shown that red meat contains slightly less fat than previously thought. Well, but that doesn't say why their fat intake increased when they cut the red meat. And so therefore, D is definitely the best response.